Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nikki Mendocino, Senior External Communications Specialist at FedEx Ground, and she has been with us for many, many years talking about Rolling Thunder. Nikki, good morning and welcome back to KDKA.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
All right, so how old were you when you first got involved in Rolling Thunder?
I was 11 at the time, and it started out as a thank you to our veterans, thanking them for their service and for the sacrifices they made for our country. And as I learned more, I was able to gather that these sacrifices were much deeper than I even thought, and people laid down their lives for our freedom. And that's what Memorial Day is all about, remembering the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice to our country and for us to enjoy the things that we do today. So this year is going to be 20 years for me.
Wow.
Going down to Washington, D.C. and participating in this ride for freedom.
Now, Nikki, I know your story and Larry knows your story. We've known you for a long time. And let's go back for folks who have no idea of your history here. I mean, you hear 11 years old and you think, wait a minute, what does an 11-year-old kid have to do with veterans? How did you get even involved in this in the first place?
Well, I went to a small Catholic school, Transfiguration, and at the time we were having a Veterans Day program, and they brought some of the veterans in from Southwestern Veterans Center, and there I met a World War II veteran. He was in a wheelchair, and he had his medals in a display case and was singing along to all of the patriotic songs, and you could just tell that even after all this time, he was so proud to have served his country. And I went up to him, and I said, thank you for your service, and that meant the world to him. And to me, it was a defining moment because I realized what an impact one person can have and what a thank you could mean to someone. So I started volunteering at the Veterans Center and just got to talking to a lot of these veterans and learning more about their service and their sacrifice and the stories of war that you don't learn in school. So I was asked by the American Legion, they were having their convention in Pittsburgh that year, and they asked me to be the guest speaker, and I'm 11 and I'm thinking, oh, everyone must do this. But really for me, it was a platform for me to be able to say, look, the younger generation does care. We just don't know. We want you to share your stories with us. We want to learn about our freedoms and how we got them. And we want to remember the fallen, and we want to remember the men and women that were left behind. We just need you to tell us about it. So that's always been my platform. And I've gotten to travel the country and meet with veterans and hear their stories. And for that, I'll be forever grateful.
You know, it was interesting yesterday. I was out on the Pennsylvania Turnpike doing a story for KDKA TV about the Memorial Day holiday weekend. And I was in the Oakmont Rest Plaza, rest area. And there were a lot of motorcycles in there. And for the most part, they are all Vietnam veterans or their spouses. And they were headed to D.C. for Rolling Thunder. And I got to talking to a gentleman, Bob Clark, who's from Grand Rapids, Ohio. Didn't know there was a Grand Rapids, Ohio. And Bob was a Vietnam vet. And he made the comment about how when we came home, we didn't get the welcome home celebrations. And then he went on to explain it in a way that I had never heard before, which is that in World War I and World War II and in the current conflicts and in Korea, people were sent to war in groups. You went with the group that you trained with, and you all went over together as a unit. And when the unit came home, it was a big celebration that the unit came home. But with Vietnam, they went over as individuals. They didn't have that unit base, so you didn't have the kind of celebrations at airports that we see now when a group comes home to Pittsburgh International Airport. It was a very solitary experience, and the war was so controversial that they didn't get thanked. And he said that's why Rolling Thunder, and that's why the celebration in D.C. is so important, because it gives them an opportunity to be with their fellow Vietnam veterans and be able to talk to each other and see each other. But am I right that this may be the last year for Rolling Thunder?
You are right. This is the last year for the ride, at least in Washington, D.C., and what they're planning to do is to have local chapters throughout the country sort of replicate the ride that's been going on for the past 32 years and bring that to their local communities. So it's certainly not the last Rolling Thunder in general. It's the last Rolling Thunder in Washington, D.C., but I think it's definitely going to be bittersweet. And like I said, I've been going for 20 years, and I know people that have been at all 32. So it's definitely going to be a bittersweet moment for a lot of people. But I'm glad that it's something that's going to be done throughout the country, and it's going to give folks in local communities a chance to sort of participate for those that maybe never got the chance to go to Washington, D.C., and it's just another way that throughout the country we can remember our fallen and let those families know that we never forgot about their loved ones that were left behind.
Nikki, a lot of respect for what you do, and I hope you have safe travels down to our nation's capital. You're probably going to get tired of saying thank you for your service, but then at the same time, let's never get tired of saying that.
No, agree. Thank you, John.
Have a great day. Nikki Mendocino on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rolling Thunder in our nation's capital this weekend to celebrate the service of those who have gone before. It's 9:14 at KDKA Radio, and we'll check on how traffic is rolling, or not, coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.